News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the HSE has missed its target to administer 100,000 COVID vaccines last week. It fell about 18,000 short. A deferral in a delivery of 25,000 doses from AstraZeneca has been blamed. For more on this, we are joined by Roisin Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats, and GP Ilona Duffy. Roisin, I might come to you first. What's your reaction to this latest delay?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
I think it's really disappointing. You know, people are really waiting very anxiously to, in the main, the majority of people can't get the vaccination soon enough. And I think particularly for older people, it offers fantastic hope for people. And, you know, the announcement was made a couple of weeks ago that over 70s were going to get it now. Of course, that's happening quite slowly. It's over 85s first. But even within that cohort, we were supposed to be finished that entire group by this week. I don't think that's going to happen. And certainly I've come across constituents and GPs in my own constituency where there have been delays with the delivery of the vaccines. So there still seem to be glitches there, and they need to be ironed out. But overall, I do have a concern, because if you look at the figures that are available, just recently the HSE has been providing daily vaccination figures.
Yeah.
And that's one part of the story, and that's good to get those. But the other part of that is the number of vaccines that actually are delivered into the country. We don't know how many have been delivered. And we should be able to see both of those figures together so that we can gauge the performance of the programme.
Yeah, interesting.
But as of now,
sorry, Roisin, interesting, because I'm just looking at the HSE's line quoted in the papers today. They're saying all vaccines being issued within days of being delivered into the country. Some have to be held back for various reasons. But they were saying, and I know the Irish Independent going on this, and you're quoted in this story today, vaccinations dropping sharply for 3 days of every week, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Their response to that was, we're delivering, we're getting out all that we're getting. And if it was to increase on a Saturday, Sunday and Monday, it would have to decrease on another day. Do you buy that explanation?
Well, you see, we get that line all the time that they're getting it out as quickly as it's coming in. But we don't actually know whether that's the case or not, because the only figures that we have are the figures from the government's document, The Path Ahead, which gave us the forecasted figures up to the end of February. And we should have been getting about 624,500. That's what we were told. Now, so far, the number that have been actually administered is 439,700. So there's a huge gap there. There's about 184,000 vaccines that haven't been accounted for. Now, if it's the case that the deliveries didn't come as expected, well, then just say that. But, you know, we need to, we at the moment, we have no way of gauging how efficient or otherwise the HSE is in getting the vaccinations out. And
okay,
that's why I've called on the government to provide those figures so that we know what the performance is. And I think everybody accepts that, you know, some of this stuff we don't have control over if, you know, deliveries don't come, if there's a glitch. But just say that and
okay,
be clear
okay
about what the
stay with us
is.
Roisin, I just want to bring in Ilona Duffy, the Monaghan-based GP. Ilona, what's your experience?
Well, our experience is that we had hoped to run a vaccine clinic last week, that we didn't then receive the vaccine, so we ran one this week, our first clinic. But I'm aware of two other practices in Monaghan town alone who still receive no vaccine, so haven't been able to vaccinate their over 85-year-old population and still aren't sure when they're going to get them. So I think we're aware that about 200 practices haven't received vaccines, and it's really not good enough. And I suppose what
just to try and put that into context, how many practices are we talking about around the country?
We're talking about, I think, we are talking about well over 1,000 practices. So the majority have received them. But again,
15% aren't getting the vaccines, basically.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
They're not. And can I tell you, we're now facing kind of anger from families and patients themselves. Even at our clinic on Tuesday, I had the son of a patient come and give out to us and tell us it was our ineptitude that we hadn't vaccinated all our patients at this stage, because the HSC were quite clear that everybody over 80 would now be vaccinated this week. So even the message that they're putting out isn't clear and isn't fair either. And the other important message is that we have to remember this delay in AstraZeneca was forewarned. We were aware that there were going to be delays and a drop in the number of AstraZeneca vaccines we're getting. But that doesn't impact on what's happening with our over 70s because they're not getting AstraZeneca.
But to be fair, I think there seems to be a second delay on AstraZeneca. There was the original problems with supply, and then there seems to be a deferral in delivery of 25,000 doses from AstraZeneca.
But again, that won't impact on the over 70s because they're getting Moderna or Pfizer. So we still don't understand why there are practices who haven't received their vaccines. And again, there seems to be lack of clarity as to when we're going to get our second batch. Some practices have already, they're at the 2-week mark, so they should be getting their next batch of vaccines to start moving on to their over 80s. And we kind of need to have clarity on that. It's already kind of slow work in general practice because you're having to ring every single patient, you're having to contact them, get them in, organise, you know, their consenting and everything. And you can't do a lot of this online. I think if we had a national kind of online registration facility where everybody could go online and get all the data they need and sign up their consent via that and book their appointment either with their GP or with a vaccine centre. Because again, we have no word on when the regional vaccine clinics are going to open. And I know that staff are waiting to get working and they're all trained up. They have no idea when they're starting. The COVID hubs ended almost a fortnight ago, and all those staff were meant to be transferred to the vaccine clinics and start vaccinating the population. A friend of my husband's is in the UK. He is now in the over 50s group and has been vaccinated this week. That's how far behind we are.
Yeah, well, now to be fair, the UK are on a different plane. They are we're what the HSE would say is that they're delivering the vaccines that they're getting, and the EU is getting less vaccines than the UK. We know the UK is far ahead. I'm not sure that comparison is particularly valid. We'd love to be in the UK situation. We're not. That's the reality.
I still think we could be a lot further ahead than we are.
I don't mean to be rude, but how could we be if the vaccines aren't coming in, and that does seem to be a problem with delivery?
Well, I think as Roisin has just mentioned already, we don't know what vaccines are coming in. And I think maybe that would help if we were aware of what vaccines are coming in, where they're going, and if we had a plan for this, because things do, you know, the public are getting anxious at this stage. They're feeling that their elderly relatives should be well on their way to being vaccinated. We're being given targets and dates, and already Stephen Donnelly had said that every over 85-year-old would have been vaccinated by the end of this week. We know that that can't happen. And I think that's disappointing. It creates aggro, it creates hassle, it creates anxiety, and it creates worry, and it can't be continuing to happen.
Dr. Ilona Duffy, thank you indeed for talking to us. Roisin, are you happy with the plans that are being, I suppose, do we know enough about the likely rollout of the vaccine on a broader scale? Because we are going to have to ramp it up pretty quickly. I think it's 250,000 a week we're talking about. We're talking about these big centres being opened up around the country. Do we know enough yet to be confident that that will happen?
Well, we don't, Shane, in a word. Look, we've been told that for April, May and June, we're going to be getting into the mass vaccination, and we've been promised 1.2 million vaccines every month for April, May and June. Now, at the moment, we're doing an average of 11,000 vaccinations a day. And bearing in mind what you said earlier, there's a real dip at the weekend, but on average, we're doing 11,000 a day. Now, when we get to the 1st of April, we need to have the capacity to be doing about 42,000 a day. That's a significant ramping up. And at this stage, there's been no published plan in relation to how we're going to do the mass vaccinations. Where are they going to take place? And where are the staff? Who are the people who are going to be doing that? So, like, at the moment, there are big questions about the fact that we don't seem to be getting out all of the vaccinations.
Right. Is there an issue about recruitment as well of people to do the vaccinations? We're hearing some anecdotal evidence that it's quite a complex process.
Yeah.
For example, former GPs who are looking to help retired GPs having to re-register as GPs, which I think is quite an expensive process.
It is, absolutely. And there's a whole lot of things like that that need to be just cleared and sorted out. And we need an assurance that from the 1st of April, we're going to be organised in a way that we can get those large numbers out every day. It would be unforgivable if, you know, there were vaccines lying there and insufficient staff. That's why I'm calling for a plan to be published so that we know we'll be ready for that and we'll have the confidence that the HSE will actually do the job on time.
All right, Roisin Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.